Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I know it's going to be a little bit tough today coming off that kind of long Easter break. I do hope you had a blessed Easter. But it's time to start getting back in the groove of reality. And it is the 6th of April, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over there, actually the last few days. We'll kind of take it from Thursday on in around 5 minutes. Remember how we were rejoicing when Microsoft said, yes, we're going to turn on the Do Not Track by default and Internet Explorer 10. Woohoo! Get down. Well, that's going to go away now. It seems now the company has decided to switch it off to comply with latest industry standards, whatever the heck those are. According to the W3C, don't know who it is. I guess they've got some pull in the industry. The draft now for the feature says it must reflect the user's preference, meaning you have to turn it on to activate it, just like you would in Firefox or Chrome. So, my dear friends, if you had a little update with your browser, you might want to go in and check those settings just a little bit, see if that Do Not Track is turned off. It is. Turn it back on. Speaking of Microsoft, oh yes, happy birthday, Microsoft! You are 40 years old over the weekend. Can you believe it? 40 freaking years from Microsoft. Yeah, probably the worst name that's ever came out in the tech industry. Yeah, Microsoft, known for selling operating systems, your Office software, Xbox gaming systems, and so many more things. But you could say that turning 40, it's been sort of a new direction for the company. Other than that, they made a whole bunch of announcements demonstrating that it's not the same old Microsoft it used to be 40 years ago. You know, little things like the Microsoft Loves Linux campaign. Don't really know how much they love it, but they're saying they do. A new browser that isn't even called Internet Explorer. Did you ever think that would happen? And not only that, on the money front, it seems that the stock market is also loving Microsoft again, being the fact that the company's stock has reached its highest point since the year 2000. Not to mention all the little stuff we're hearing about, you know, free upgrades and operating systems, and a little bit of this, and a little bit of that free. It ain't the same old Bill Gates Corporation it once was. So happy birthday, Microsoft. Keep that free crap coming. Oh boy, we're getting close to the Apple Watch launch. We're just a few days away. I can't believe it. Ooh, if you're in Switzerland, though, yeah, sorry. It looks like Apple is not going to be able to ship its watch in Switzerland due to a trademark. Ooh. Swiss broadcaster RTS reports that the Leonard Timepieces has a trademark in the country that supposedly prevents companies from using the word Apple in association with watches or other jewelry. Interesting. That 30-year-old legal filing apparently expires on December 5th of this year. How big a setback is this for Apple?
Kind of big.
People have reached out to Apple for comment. They haven't had any responses. I guess they're just enjoying their long Easter break or something. Of course, this might get swept underneath the rug, especially if there's a lot of money going underneath that rug. Remember when Apple unveiled that iPhone? Yeah, remember Cisco kind of had a product that was pretty much named the same? That dilemma didn't last long. Yeah, no, it didn't. Of course, Mr. Jobs was at the helm there at that time, too, and he probably just said, all right, dead boys, where do I make the check out to? Yeah, that's how Mr. Jobs would have sounded if he was from New York. No word yet on how good Sling TV is actually doing over in the US, but it seems like it's got a few subscribers, particularly those that are cord cutters. But a lot have been asking, well, what about if I'm needing some international channels? That's only available on satellite and cable. Well, not anymore. Sling TV announced last Friday another new package for customers that want to cut that cord. It's called Sling International and provides up to 200 channels in 18 different languages, starting at $15 a month. That's on top of that $20 monthly fee, by the way, so you're looking at about $35 a month. Sling International says it's replacing Dish World and will include a new interface for users. It'll be accessed, of course, through your Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Xbox One, Mac, PC, or Android or iOS devices. International broadcasts are going to include Arabic, Cantonese, Filipino, Hindi, Mandarin, Taiwanese, Vietnamese, and so many more. Funny enough, though, as I'm starting to see these packages, add this, add that, it's starting to sound more and more like cable, isn't it? And finally, you ever been, talking on your phone, kind of looking at an object, trying to describe something to somebody and thinking, you know what, I just wish I could just 3D scan this so they know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I kind of have never been in that situation either. But apparently the folks over at Caltech, they're hoping you maybe have been or will be. A research team from Caltech has designed a cheap and tiny camera chip that could actually make this happen. The new silicon chip, called Nano Photonic Coherent Imager, NIC for short, I'll just stick to that one, that's a little easier to say, is less than 1 millimeter square, so it can fit within any actual phone or camera without the need of extra hardware. Now that's the cool point right there. It can capture the object's height, the depth, and the width using the LIDAR that immerses an object in its laser beams. After that, the light that bounces off the object is then analyzed to determine its size and other details. Don't get your hopes up, though. Right now, it can only scan small items, such as a coin. But the team says they're working on one that can handle much larger things. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Yeah, getting back into the groove of the work groove that is. It is Monday. Let's try to make the best out of it as we possibly can. I know it's tough, especially after having a holiday. Don't worry, though. We'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. So you got that to look forward to. But until then, have a great day. And thank you so much for listening.